Now, Kate, you've got a riddle for us. What's this?
Yes, I have. So what can David Beckham tell us about playing the piano?
I'm not sure he's a very noted concert pianist, is he?
Well, I don't know if his keyboard skills are as good as his free kicks, but in this case, it's all about his name. And that's because David Beckham is a really good example of co-articulation. Now, that's something that we find in speech, where basically we change the sounds that we produce based on the sounds that have come just before and just afterwards. So if I say his two names separately, David and Beckham, you can hear that I say a D on the end of David, like there should be. But if I say his whole name together, David Beckham, I'm actually saying Davib Beckham. I'm missing off the D and doing a B instead. And I see you guys practicing here in the studio to see if I'm telling the truth. And do have a go at home. Listen very, very carefully. Slow yourself down and see what actual sounds you're producing. And you will find that you're actually mispronouncing it. But we don't notice because we're so used to it. Essentially, our muscles are trying to move so fast that we're ahead of ourselves by the time that we start to pronounce the sound. So we've known for a really long time that this happens in our speech, but what scientists of Minnesota have done is they've had a look at 10 piano players, some of them amateur and some of them professional, and they've asked them to play 14 pieces of music for them. And while they've been playing, they've been measuring a couple of things, how hard they've been hitting the keys, how closely they stick to a metronome, to a timing device, and also they've been putting electrodes on their hands to look at the muscle activity. And they've been finding that as they play the piano, they do exactly the same thing. They use co-articulation, and how they play the notes depends on the notes that have come just before and just afterwards. So obviously, if you're changing how hard you're hitting the notes or the fluency or the rhythm with which you're playing it, you play the notes in a slightly different way. Exactly the same thing is happening. So that means if you're plodding along at home playing the piano, sometimes you learn just by pressing the individual keys one after another. And it doesn't quite sound like the tune that you're trying to play at home. You're trying Green Sleeves and it's sort of sounding a bit ploddy. Now, that's probably because you're not doing the same co-articulation that piano players are when they become fluent. You're playing the notes individually with exactly the same force and same rhythm. And playing them together, adjust the way we play it, makes it sound more fluent.